Designated M for mature.
Live from the Dicott Farm Studios, where the grass is always greener, it's Arizona's voice of cannabis, Isaac Griffin.
A good morning. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control of this to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to the station WELTHL, better known as We Live the High Life. Or deeper still, the Canamaniac Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brother, dealer of funk, and unity of the planet. Raw cannabis talk, baby. RCT. Uncut talk, the bomb. Coming directly from the Dicot Bombs mothership. Top of the green Milky Way, 50,000 kilowatts of show enough funk. What I want you to do is just kick back deep while we do it to you in your eardrum for the next 60 minutes. Who, me? I'm known as King Cola, the Big Bud Cannabis Man. My motto is make my talk the G-Funk. I want to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want the G-Funk. I want my talk uncut. Yeah, baby, WELTHL, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got funks, you got defects, things like arthritis, rheumatism, you got migraines, whatever it is, whatever part of your body, I want you to just lay it on the radio, and I want you to let the vibes flow through. Because raw cannabis talk not only moves, it can remove you, dear. The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary smoke-manship. King Cola, baby, chocolate-coated, freaky, and I'm sure enough have it for me. I'm going to do it to you in 3D, so groovy that I did me once upon a time called now. Somebody said, hey, King Cola, is weed ever going to be legal? I said, it's 7-Up. Yeah. Canna maniacs, canna fans, showtime. It's Trump tied up in here. Hit the lights, Clive. It's time to get underway. I got to say, welcome to the game, everybody. We're ready to get this thing underway. It is Trump tight right now. Trump tight across this country. All I got to say is Trump did the damn thing. He did the damn thing. And I went back. And like anything, you got to say congratulations to the man. He pulled off something pretty phenomenal. But today the country is Trump tight. All he said that I think got him over the hump, and I got to remember I'm on the radio. Everybody thought that when Billy Bush let the tape out, that that was the end of the Donald. But what it showed you was who America really, really is. Because for every one of the men, every person that came out and downgraded and disrespect and talked about how bad that tape was, that was just being politically correct. Because I'm going to tell you, every player, every guy, anybody with any game knew Donald was spitting game right then. He didn't want anybody to know. They tricked him. All he said was, you just got to grab them by the kitty cat. They like that. Especially if you're rich. That's what won him the presidency. Not the wall. Not the getting rid of the immigrants. Grab them by the kitty cat. Because see, folks, people are tired of the political answers, the political correctness. Donald Trump is about as far from politically correct as you could be. He's like the Archie Bunker 3.0.
eat them.
Yeah, Archie.
I just won president. I'm the president now.
Oh, great, Arch.
He's the new Archie Bunker 3.0. Because Archie said whatever he wanted. Folks love that TV show. And then they brought George Jefferson in. And then they didn't like it as much. So they had to get George's own show. But when you could come out and say, you just grab him by the kitty cat, they like that. And especially if you're rich. He hit all 3 points of America. First of all, I don't care any man who is about anything. If you're in your 50s and 60s, there was a time that you wanted to be like Donald Trump. There's a time. Don't lie. Do not lie. When he wrote that book, Art of Making a Deal, everybody read that book. Because John was the man. So what I'm trying to say to you is, and it's pretty simple, keep it real, be honest. Sometimes you take a lashing, but if you say what's inside, people will accept you. And that's what he proved, and America proved in this election, is that they are sick and tired of being sick and tired of the same old sick and tired. Let's give somebody else a shot. Why not get a guy a shot who said, just grab him by the kitty cat. They like it if you're rich. Prop 205 took a brutal beating last night. And I do mean brutal. How do you spend millions of dollars and lose? I'll tell you how. The other side had more millions. See, in this game, it's called Big Bank Takes Little Bank. Big Bank Takes Little Bank. We are going to talk about Prop 205 and that brutal, just a ass kicking. You can sit back and wait for them to count more votes all you want to. Loser's mentality. We'll talk about a little thing called diversity. Without it, this state will never go legal. Promise. We'll talk a little bit about unity. Where do we go next in the next few days after 205 took a brutal beating? Let me say this. If this was a sports team that the general manager or the owner, let's say, had just spent millions of dollars on something to happen, and he put in charge two or three people to make sure that those millions were spent correctly, and the team wins. If you spend all those millions and it doesn't work in sports, they clean house, baby. I mean, they start with the general manager, the manager, on down. I'm very interested to see what happens in politics. This is my first run in this political game as far as with cannabis. When you blow millions of dollars and you lose, what happens to those people who made those decisions? We'll talk about that right here. Folks, this is Living the High Life, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show. We are powered by weedmaps.com. We always get started with our daily player code. That's how we do. We look good. We play good. We play good. We eat good. When you eat good, you live good. When you live good, you are living the high life. Today is the Wednesday roll-up. The roll-up will be brought to you by Uber. Get your side hustle on just in time for the holiday. Sign up at uber.com/driver. Next trending in the buzz. Wait till you hear what I got to tell you.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and results that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start, and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other, and we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields. And to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you are tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
King Cole back in the house, man. I got to say something. You know the kind of show I do, right? Raw, uncut cannabis talk. I don't play. I don't believe in playing. I'm going to say what I feel. Feel what I say. Right now, it looks like Facebook has blocked us. We are locked out live. No biggie. I expect it from time to time. It's Living a High Life. It is the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show. We are live because we got the biggest platform in cannabis radio media right now. Even bigger than the Snoop Dogg Martha Stewart Show, which I love. I love that finally cannabis is bringing it to the mainstream in a lot of different ways. And we are proud to be a part of this big push of Cannabis Media 3.0. where you're getting TV, you're getting terrestrial radio, you're getting all kind of good cannabis talk now, folks, right here on 1100 KFNX. My name is Isaac Griffin. I'm the King Cola, and I bring this thing home. They call me the Big Bud Man. Trending in the buzz to talk today. The buzz is going to be brought to you by my friends over at ArizonaMarijuana.com. AZMarijuana.com. It's going to be your source for the most up-to-date any of the trending cannabis news out there, anything on the World Wide Web, anything you're trying to catch up on, the election, Prop 205 defeat, all that good stuff, you can find it right there on azmarijuana.com. Now, we were talking a little bit, for me, I know one thing that, I was concerned with is a lot of the, by the way, first quarter, Living the High Life, Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show, going to be brought to you by my friends at Lexus. Smooth, dependable luxury at an affordable price. Test drive one today at your nearest Lexus dealer. Check out the 2017 lineup at Lexus.com. So now we're getting back into it. There's a lot of optimism out there, folks, for a new era of what we're going to call marijuana freedom in Arizona. First of all, one of the reasons that I believe, and so many of the cannamaniacs believe, is as long as you continue to refer to the plant as marijuana, we will not win. Marijuana brings back the connotations of reefer madness. If we're not talking, and the other thing is, from a legality standpoint, I tried to break some things down for you guys yesterday as we talked about that Supreme Court decision that never happened. That was a civil rights infraction. We talked about that yesterday. If you missed it, you can download it right there on Apple iTunes. We broke some new information to you that there will be a way that we can get cannabis off Schedule 1. Somebody might have to take a hit for it, though. We were this close in New York to getting that thing done. But right now, in Arizona, they say a slim majority of Arizona voters appear to have defeated Proposition 205, leaving the state on the wrong side of history. How'd that happen? How did the marijuana legalization measure fail 52.1% to 47.9%. And that's according to the results posted at the Secretary of State, Michelle Reagan's website. I didn't make the crap up. So you got a slim majority. Isn't that like an oxymoron? How do you have a slim majority? Well, I don't think it was just them that defeated Prop 205. Now, we can get down and break 205 down on why it didn't do what it was supposed to do, which is win. One, we talk about the alleged payoffs that went out there to some of these other groups to break up the unification. Because the only way we're going to win this thing here in Arizona is the same thing they did in California. One, drop the term marijuana, lose it completely, get rid of the term marijuana in any writing. See, here's the other thing. And it might seem like I'm bopping around, but as these things come to me, I'm going to let you know, and then somewhere along the way, I'll connect the dots. That's what I do. They're blaming it on a slim majority of Arizona voters. Lot of information on my in my email and on my Facebook page at Ike Mega Griffin. I got Cannamaniacs sending me stuff from the beginning of the election even to right now. And they're not happy. They felt left. In unity, you even heard the new president, President Trump, talk. Damn, did I just say that? Did I just say President Trump? Wow. I used to just go, hey, Mr. Trump, how you doing? He'd go, hey, Ike, boy, remember when I almost had you? Yeah, I do, sir. I certainly do. Jacksonville beat you to the point. But it's good to see you. You never missed a check, sir. You never stiffed your man. See, I worked for Trump for 3 years. Did some player development for him at his casinos. Brought in the whales, the big hitters, the major players. He treated me really well. Credit card, limos, whatever I needed. Long as I brought the whales in, life was good. And it stayed good. So, a lot of things I'm hearing about President Trump, I don't know those things. I just know the goodness he did for me and my family. End of story. Back to Prop 205. Now, they say that we're now on the wrong side of history. I say, yes, we are. I say this was not the time because the people were not happy. What do you mean the people weren't happy? Cantamaniacs weren't happy. I got emails. I got messages on my Facebook. Man, this is garbage. They left out the patients and they left out the consumer. They left out the grower. Don't nobody give a damn about no six plants. I could grow more than six tomato plants if I want to. So it's kind of like sports again, because I come from sports talk. A lot of it is relatable. In sports, you have the owners. You have a commissioner who represents the owners on the side of the NFL owners. Then you have a players union that will represent the players. Let me tell you where this went wrong. On Prop 205, you got owners and you got general managers, people that are in the industry or stumbled into the industry or saw it as a pipeline in the industry. And there's no problem with that. That's the whole idea, to get in business, become an entrepreneur so you can make money and get rich. So that's not the problem. But the problem is you left out the players union. You left out the people that make this thing go round. You could grow the finest strain on this planet. Finest strain on this planet. And if the patients and the consumers don't come see you, you're going to end up with some dried up bud. And that's kind of what happened with 205. You never came to confer with the players union, which are the patients and the consumers. You decided that you were going to go kind of do it on your own, take some of the players' ideas, make them your own, turn it into some kind of Prop 205, make it where it's the industry, which is cool. Like I said, you don't have an NFL without owners. You don't have an NFL without coaches. But more importantly, you don't have an NFL without players and fans. So in our world of cannabis, the players and the fans are the patients and consumer. If you don't treat them right, they'll eventually show you that you didn't do the right thing. Yesterday, that's what this was. I don't care. And here's the other thing that I hear that they didn't like. They didn't like the fact that there's a lot of people on Prop 205 who wrote things that don't even smoke. There's people on the Prop 205 that, and I got the email, said there's people don't even have a medical marijuana card. How are they fighting for us? Made me think. I said I'd bring the question up on air. Your thoughts. Right here, 1100 KFNX. Let me tell you something. Patients and consumers never liked 205. I'll tell you more when we come back.
Arizona News Radio, Governor Doug Ducey among those applauding the shocking victory in the presidential race by Donald Trump, calling him a change agent.
That's why I wanted to support someone other than Hillary Clinton, and that's what I think Donald Trump would do, is turn Washington, D.C. upside down.
Those gathered at Democratic Party headquarters dealt with the setback.
He's been belligerent and insulting, and you just can't do that when you're the head of a nation.
Trump winning here in Arizona, where Hillary Clinton campaigned just days ago. Trump ahead of Clinton by about 80,000 votes, with many early ballots still to be counted. John McCain wins a sixth term in the U.S. Senate.
I've never been more honored by anything than the privilege of representing you in the United States Senate.
Prop 205 pushing legalized marijuana fails. Prop 206 incrementally raising the state's minimum wage to $12 an hour passes. A 36-year-old suspect accused of shooting a Sholo police officer to death dies after a six-hour standoff with police. The officer identified as Darren Reed. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic and service of Unbound. Couple things to share with you, gang. We still have delays eastbound I-10, 19th Avenue into the tunnel. Look for a crash, 7th Street at Indian School. We also have a fender bender out in Scottsdale, Thomas Road east of Scottsdale Road. What's the education of your children worth? There are children across the world who lack the privilege of going to school. Change the story for one child at unbound.org. That's unbound.org.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, mostly sunny today with a high of 84. It'll be breezy with an east wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 20. For this evening, it'll be clear and a low of 60, with an east wind at 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies for Thursday and a high of 80. Thursday night will be clear and a low of 59. I'm Wayne Tropp from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 77 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, more Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Hey, Clifton, you drifting? You know I'm drifting. Hey, Griff, you drifting? I'm chilling while I'm drifting. Drift is the Dicot Farms cannabis sublingual spray with a minty flavor you'll love. It's taking over the country. Now you can be discreet when you want to feel good. No matter where you are, a couple of sprays under your tongue, and you'll be ready for anything. Drift gives you that right amount of THC in every spray for maximum benefit. And the best part about Drift, nobody knows you're drifting. Drift, available at all local dispensaries.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatterwax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrate specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL 710 Cup winner for best non-solvent indica, Kind Concentrate's live resin in Northern Lights, for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's six award wins at this year's ERRL 710 Cup, including Best Vape Pen, Best CBD Concentrate, and Best Sativa Non-Solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at kindconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the king of cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m.
Baked Bros, enriching the quality of life for Arizonans who need medicinal marijuana for pain management. We offer a full range of consistently dosed, highly absorbent, strain-specific edibles, like THC syrup with accurate dosing, so you get the right amount of medicine every time. We also have seven varieties of hand-infused hash oil gummies and three different strains that are propylene glycol-free and never sprayed. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary and to download our guide to marijuana edibles. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary. Baked Bros, a sincere dedication to medication.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
You're listening to Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, on the LTHL Network. To reach Isaac, call 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here's Isaac.
One good thing about what's going on right now, thanks for hanging around, just about 35 minutes after the hour, I appreciate you. This is the only place that you're going to get 100% cannabis talk. We do it daily. It's the nation's only daily cannabis talk. Huge day historically across this country. Arizona, the only state to falter. Out of all the states that were going forward, I know Cali's in. Let's see. We got Cali in. Looks like... I didn't North Dakota beat us. I mean, North Dakota got some medical marijuana up there. You got to be kidding me. I mean, and then you got to give it up to Massachusetts. I mean, you really got to go get down with your bad self. Because remember, I did that story about the Archdiocese throwing $1 million late toward the opposition. Man, this is what happens when you involve. See, perfect examples of how you run a campaign like this, pretty simple. Other than de-unifying and having 3, 4, 5 different groups fighting for the same thing, you have to become one group. So if I do anything with this show, it will be to unify. Just like the president is talking about, President Trump is talking about unifying the country. Just like crooked loser Hillary in her concession speech talked about coming together. I hope the people involved with Prop 205 are listening. That's the reason we are the only state that didn't win. This thing called unity. That's the only reason we didn't win. You got the Safer Arizona group out there just ripping 205 apart. Now, let me share this. I'm not mad at them, because they were kind of like the grassroots, the people, the consumer. So they were saying the voice of the people in their own way, because this radio show was not here. Now there is a new voice of reason that tell it like it T-H-I is. And don't be trying to threaten me with, I'll take advertisers off. Can't do it, son. Not this show. I'll get you off the air. Nope. Not this show. You got me confused with some other sucker. I say what I want when I say it, when I feel like it. Advertisers love that. That's why we sold out for the next 6 months. Because I tell the truth. They want my people. They want my consumer. They want my patients that listen. 205 missed the boat by not including diversity, consumer, patients, and unifying the group. They fought against every group. They wanted to be the big dog. And there cannot be a big dog when we're trying to get this done. North Dakota? For real? You mean where the buffalo roam? I don't even think... I mean, I'm looking at... What is in North Dakota? Who's going to go to North Dakota to get high? I'm not. Denver, I'm down. California, here I come. North Dakota, man, it better be a biodome up there, 193 degrees, with a lake and an ocean in there. I'm not going nowhere near, especially not if Trump has won. They won't see me in North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Montana, Kansas, New Hampshire, none of them. I could win an all expense trip to any of those states. I'm not going. California? Oh, yeah. Nevada had big money against the legalization. How'd they pull it off? When you got Sheldon Adelson putting money in, a million to stop you, and you beat Sheldon at his game, man, you guys were unified. Every state that won, whether it's legalization or medical, had two things going for them. Unity and diversity. Maybe except for North Dakota. I don't think they had any real diversity up in North Dakota. And that might not fly up in North Dakota. So what I'm trying to say is this, folks. I'm going to take this show and I'm going to try to change some things. I'm going to try to work with everybody who wants to get this thing right. I don't want to just be in a room with people that are trying to control it. I don't want to be in a room with a bunch of Republicans, because we know Republicans, even though we have the medical, they don't give a damn about cannabis. There's no way you could go from, correct me if I'm wrong, folks. Correct me if I'm wrong. How can you go from super, super staunch conservative, super duper duper staunch conservative Republican, and all of a sudden you become part of a movement, something you never partaked in, something you hated all your life. Now all of a sudden you get a seat at the table? There's something wrong with this picture, my friends. Because in California, growers got something to say. Patients have something to say. Dispensary owners have something to say. Everybody unified to get the vote across, except for Arizona. Now, what country y'all moving to? For real. I mean, it's all on my Facebook. If Trump wins, I'm going to be moving from this country. Hey, man, if Trump wins, I'm leaving the country. I don't know how many movie stars said they leaving the country. Black folk? Oh, I'm leaving the country. No problem. Y'all going to be leaving anyway. I'm Cuban. I'm good. So, what's your country? I hear Canada is nice if you like to smoke. Because I saw so many pieces that said, if Trump wins, I am leaving America. Let's see. I bet you don't nobody leave. There's a lot of hot air out there. Because right now, here's what's happening. They call it post-traumatic shock. It's just sinking in that Trump is president. Relationships will end. Did you vote for Trump? Yeah. I'm telling you now, there are people that are physically sick. Physically sick over Trump winning. Now having to call him president. It's like having your favorite sports team lose in the World Series or the Super Bowl, and that's been your team forever, and they lose. It hurts. Folks hate Trump so much when he won, they just sick. We'll be back. Quarter number four.
Arizona. Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300. 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields. And to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you're tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Now back to the voice of the cannabis community, Isaac Griffin, with the last segment of today's Living the High Life.
I'll tell you what, voters in California, Massachusetts, and Nevada approved recreational marijuana initiatives Tuesday night. They continue to call it that horrible word, but I'm going to roll with it because that's the mainstream media. We continue to change that. Right here in Living a High Life, thanks for sticking around. It's the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show. Everyday daily cannabis talk, we give it to you just like this, raw, uncut, in your eardrum. A lot of other states came out past medical marijuana. I wish they just stopped medical cannabis provisions out here. A lot of things are happening. Here's what's happening. This happens to be the biggest electoral victory for cannabis reform since 2012. And that's when the two big boys jumped in there, Colorado and Washington. That's when everything first got approved. Start talking about the cannabis recreational use. In addition, there were some other states that jumped on board. We've got Maine starting to declare a little victory out there. On the medical side, which I love, Florida, way to go, Florida. North Dakota, I told you about them. I have no idea. And Arkansas, Martha King, way to go out there. Arkansas has a little medical marijuana. And I'm going to continue to break that word marijuana down. Until we change that, we're going to continue running into the problems that we're running into. Tomorrow, I'll have Matt Long on. long arm of the law, prosecutor, defense attorney, talking about what's next as far as rules, regulations, what's going to happen as far as 205. Let's see if we can get Matt on that thing to kind of figure out what's going on. Because I just think, in a weird way, you just can't have people representing you that don't represent you. I mean, you can't go to the table, negotiating table, talking about things that you don't know about. If one of the biggest issues is decriminalization and keeping people out of jail, don't nobody give a, as you can see, don't a soul give us a rat's ass about kindergarten money. That's what we're dealing with. You have too many people trying to form something with a culture of people that have probably been doing it for way longer than they can even anticipate. And just like in anything else, sports, I keep using my analogies, the owners have a guy. In football, it's Roger Goodell. The players have a guy. D something.
Used to be Gene Upshaw.
Gene Upshaw, correct. Who I played against. He's a beast. Mm-hmm. So where I'm going is, that's what's missing. You cannot represent something. Watch this. And I mean no disrespect to you, Chet, but I'm one of the only ones on talk radio that can do this.
Okay.
Hey, man, I have a NAACP meeting coming up, and I need you to go represent me.
In what capacity?
You're going to be me. You're going to go talk, because I got to talk about what it's like being an African-American Cuban in this country and what I went through. Being an African-American Cuban, how people treated me, what it's like. I need you to go do that for me.
Am I your attorney?
No, you're just Chet going to talk for me.
I can't do that.
Right.
I can't. Well, it'd make for... It would make for an embarrassing case.
Thank you. And that's...
And it would also discredit you on a certain level because you didn't represent yourself.
Come on now.
So...
That's, folks... I told you I connect dots.
Let me ask you a quick question. How long you been in the Valley?
01.
Okay. You remember in 03 when the good folks in Tempe had a smoking ban?
Yes.
All the small merchants around campus lost their livelihood because some North Scottsdale doctors decided that it was not good for their kids to go to ASU to have to deal with secondhand smoke.
Yep.
What happened there? Boom. First ballot, it passed.
Well...
Remember that?
That's what we're dealing with.
All those innocent merchants that had been there for four decades.
And still dealing. Look what it is now.
Yeah, but they lost so much revenue.
Millions.
Had changed their whole lifestyle, and that is anti-American.
Now, when you start talking anti-American.
I'm being heavy, but that's the truth.
That's what we do here, Chet. You're good up in here. Because we just tell it like it is. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Chet cannot go to the NAACP and tell... In a speaker's role and talk about what it is to be an African-American Cuban in this country and what I went through.
But I couldn't do it in good conscience or faith. I would not do that.
Now, here's what happened with Prop 205. You had a lot of people that had nothing to do with this industry before it took flight. Didn't want anything to do with it. Didn't care about it. And then you ask those people to go speak for you. If Chet can't do it for me, how can someone who never ever liked cannabis, never smoked cannabis, doesn't even have a card, didn't even live here before we started this, they shipped you in here and plopped you down. How can you represent the people, patients, consumers in this state? that are smokers, tokers, believers in the plant, been doing it illegally before it was legal.
But they're also statues in the community. It's not like they're lawbreakers. These are people that abide by the laws.
Thank you.
They are successful in their community.
Thank
they're respectful
you.
Of their fellow Basinonians, you know, and they're thrown to the wayside. That's the one thing that I didn't understand. I don't smoke cannabis.
Right.
Okay. Used to, but I never had any good stuff, so I quit. But I understand what equality should be, you know?
But here's the other thing.
There wasn't a level playing field here.
It wasn't a level playing field, and here's why. Again,
well,
you got the wrong people.
Every battle is won before it's started.
Well, that's why we had to find out, because if... I'll give you another example. Billy Sims got drafted by the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Billy Sims was so great that he didn't get an agent. He got his dentist to represent him.
Yeah.
To prove a point.
He was first overall pick.
I'm the first overall pick. I could go get a baker to represent me, and I'm going to still get mine. That wasn't Prop 21. You can't just go get anybody and go, hey, let's put some big names out there. Let's put some people out there. Watch, we'll win. Arizona's ready. As you can see, no, you cannot. Arizona's a different breed of state. We need to have unification, and we need to have one group working, not one other group over in the corner whipping something out, thinking that this will be good for everybody. Man, you don't even smoke. Have you ever been to jail? Have you ever toured the jail to find out about the people locked up? What do they think about the legalization? Have you went up in there yet to get that thought? Because that's what I'm talking about unifying. Because when we get everybody's thought that believes in this, now we can put together some type of initiative that will fit everybody. And as you see, just putting a Band-Aid or a scab over it, especially when it comes to felonies, that was a sucker move if I ever saw one. Because if you got caught with a gram over anything, it goes to a felony here in Arizona, where there are some of the toughest felony laws against marijuana, because that's what they're going to call it. When it's illegal, it's marijuana. When it's medicinal, it's cannabis. Now, the last thing before I get out of here. If you continue calling it marijuana and you continue saying recreational use, you'll lose again. Adult use should be the new terminology from here on out. Cannabis for adults use 21 and over. We want to bring everybody together in one cannabis community. Nobody runs our community but us. We are one band of the hand. We're not just MPP or Prop 205. We are one. We defend the plant everywhere. And until we get it, it ain't happening. I'm going to fight for unity, because that's what we need to win if we're ever going to get it legal.
To Uncle Herb's Health Center, located at 200 North Tonto Street in Payson, Arizona. First-time customers receive 25% off their first purchase, and loyal customers get to take advantage of our crazy low sales prices on flower, concentrates, and Uncle Herb's medibles. Open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We concentrate on education and getting the medicine that is best for you. Take a trip up the hill to the biggest little dispensary in Arizona, Uncle Herb's Health Center. Tell them Chef Francis sent you.
Hey, Clifton, you drifting? You know I'm drifting. Hey, Griffin, you drifting? I'm chilling while I'm drifting. Drift is the Dicot Farms cannabis sublingual spray with a minty flavor you'll love. It's taking over the country. Now you can be discreet when you want to feel good. No matter where you are, a couple of sprays under your tongue and you'll be ready for anything. Drift gives you that right amount of THC in every spray for maximum benefit. And the best part about Drift, nobody knows you're drifting. Drift, available at all local dispensaries.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division.